Hymns from Home. Good old-fashioned hymns. That's our program for the next few moments, friends. We invite all of you to join with the choir or the quartet and let the old-time, old-style hymns chase your cares away. So won't you settle back and relax as much as possible while we bring you some more of your favorite hymns from home. Friends, our program opens with a hymn that is very often mentioned by our listeners as one of their favorites. When the Saints Go Marching In.
I'm just a weary pilgrim, plodding through this world of sin, getting ready for that city when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in.
Marching in.
Choir has another old and familiar hymn for us. Perhaps the popularity of this hymn is due to the quiet and restful words and music.
I need Jesus, I need a lot of prayer. How can I pray in times of deep distress? I need Jesus, the need I gladly own. I need Jesus.
friends, we'd like to read a viewpoint on faith which has been written by a corporal with the United States Air Force. The Jerrys came over in waves, spraying the field with bombs and bullets. As I lay there, tense and afraid, I prayed to God. It wasn't a prayer that you would say in church, but never before had I felt so close to my Maker. Never before had I felt so sure He was listening. There was a terrible roar in my ears. Jerry was flying so low I could see his face. In another moment, he was gone, and later the medics took 14 pieces of shrapnel from my leg. I was in 6 hospitals, but it never bothered me. I was too busy thinking about new ideas. I began to read my Bible every day. Every page I turned seemed to apply just to me. It gave me a new sense of peace. As my own faith developed, I began to wonder about other people's. There wasn't a man on our field the day the Jerrys came who hadn't prayed as I did. Even though there were men there of many different faiths, and even some who didn't belong to any church, they all prayed that day and had something which meant faith to them. They say the nearness of death brings a man closer to his God, and they are right. In the hospital, and under merciless enemy attack, I saw this faith at work. It was a common faith in the Almighty God, a sense of personal communion with our Maker, which gave each man, regardless of his faith, the same inner strength. If the war has done nothing else, it has taught me tolerance. I can never distinguish hereafter any differences between the various faiths, because I have been close to a great many of different faiths during periods of great danger, and all of them had the same prayers on their lips and the same basic faith in their hearts.
There's a more than life to me. I am clinging, clinging close to Thee. Let Thy precious blood apply. Keep me ever, ever near Thy side. Every day, every hour, let me feel Thy cleansing power. May Thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to Thee. Let me love Thee more and more, till this fleeting, fleeting life is o'er, till my soul is lost in love, in a brighter, brighter world above. Every day, every hour, let me feel Thy cleansing power. May Thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer.
Friends, we hope all of you will somehow find the time to write to us. Just address Hymns from Home, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Thank you. Now, once again, from the choir. We want to take just a few seconds to mention the kind and thoughtful letter we've received from Private Leroy E. Sundbeck, APO 928. His letter and the letters from so many more of you who have taken the time to write to us are deeply appreciated. Goodbye, friends, and until we can be with you again, Godspeed. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.